This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here for another hour to try and answer as many of the gardening questions as possible for you. But before we get into the questions, I wanted to get some last-minute gift ideas for the gardeners, and I contacted a friend of the show, Randy. Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good today. The snow's still here, but that's all right. It's winter time.
Well, winter is a time for snow, and a lot of us in snowy places. I'm in Colorado. We don't do a lot of outdoor gardening this time of year, so
definitely
it's a good
not.
Time to stay indoors and maybe read a gardening catalog or a garden book or something like that.
Definitely. Now, I wanted to bring you on here to give us some ideas, but first, you know, you have some, you always have some great information on your website. Can you just give us some information about that website first?
Sure. I am the content editor for homegardenandhomestead.com. And our website is essentially, you know, an online magazine. It's got all kinds of different stories about aspects of gardening and home maintenance and even some indoor the home stories, house plants and design projects and things like that. And one of the things I do every year, as you know, is I have a look at all the great gardening products and come up with a list of my my favorite gardening gifts. And at this time of year, I guess they're last-minute gifts for gardeners, wouldn't they?
Yeah, at this time of year, we got a few days left, but some of these you can go online and get, or you can even find them at the store right now. But just give me some ideas, because as I, you know, this year, for the first time ever, I've gotten things done early. But most years, I have another 4 days before I start my shopping.
So, something like a true man.
Yeah, exactly, right? Now, Let's go through some ideas, and you sent me a list of some easy ideas. First one is basically to help with watering the plants, a nice easy way to water the plants.
Those of us who have potted plants of any kind, whether they're house plants indoors or container plants outdoors in the growing season, hey, we've all forgotten to water one or more of our plants and come back and it's dry as a bone. So there's a cool little product called the Hydro Bloom. It's very simple. It's got a little clear plastic watering globe above, and below is a terracotta stake that you push into the potting soil. So all you have to do is fill up that water globe with water, and then it will gently seep through the terracotta stake into the potting soil and keep that plant watered for, 7 to 10 days. So that's a great way to not forget to water a plant. It's a great little product. I love it. And it's a stocking stuffer price. It sells for about $10 on a website called biogreenproducts.com.
Awesome. It's definitely it's one of those things that will definitely help you if you are forgetful when it comes to water. I know I can be sometimes. Now, there's another product you were talking about, and it, you know, you send pictures with all of them. It kind of almost looks like the Grim Reaper tool, but I guess that's kind of what we're doing when it comes to weeding. But this is a cool one because you can stand up using it.
Right, it's a cobra head weeder, and a lot of folks know the cobra head hand weeder, great little hand tool. What they've done is put their cobra head blade, which really does, it's a steel blade, and the end of it really does look sort of like a cobra head. It flares out a little bit, but it's a great digging tool. They've put that blade on a long wooden handle, so it's great for stand-up weeding. Not everybody wants to weed, you know, bent over or on their knees all the time. So this enables you to weed your garden standing up. Great for flower beds and also vegetable gardens. I have one of these tools, and it's wonderful the way you can clear out all the weeds without having to bend over. So the Cobra Head Long Handle Tool sells for about $65. The company has their own site. It's cobrahead.com. And as you mentioned on my website, homegardenandhomestead.com, I've got more information and links to all the products we're talking about. So it's an easy product to buy. You can get it, as far as I know, you can even get it on Amazon. So it's one of my favorite gardening tools.
Definitely, it keeps it easier for you to be cleaning up. Having to be down on your hands and knees at all time. I know that's can be painful after some time. Now, one product here, this next product, and the magazine that we've had the gentleman who writes it on, or puts it together, excuse me, because it is written by gardeners out there, the Green Prince magazine. I love the magazine, some great stories, but that's a good one to give out, and you can give a subscription. You don't even have to have it sent right on Christmas. You could buy it up until the 24th.
Absolutely. Green Prince, as you mentioned, it's a magazine about gardening, but it's not about how to grow the perfect tomato, and it's not filled with pictures of, you know, color pictures of fabulous gardens. It really is kind of the Reader's Digest of gardening. And so gardeners from all over the country send in their own personal stories, and a lot of them are funny, a lot of them are heartwarming, and it's just a great way, especially this time of year when you really can't go out and do much gardening, to sit in a warm chair indoors and read about your favorite pasta. And Pat Stone, the editor, has been putting out this little magazine for about 30 years. It's an award-winning publication. Just a great gift, $25 for an annual gift subscription. And you can go to greenprints.com and sign up for it.
And it's definitely, last year we had him on a couple times reading some of the different articles that were in there. And it, like you said, it's all different emotions. There's some happy ones, some funny ones, some really heartfelt, touching ones. It's awesome. I love it. That's one I would highly recommend as a gift at this point. Now moving on to some others, maybe you want to grow something a little bit different at home that you might not necessarily think you can grow at home, but you can do it right in your own shade garden. What is
well,
that?
Well, sure, you can grow mushrooms. I mean, a lot of us, those of us who have been gardening for decades have never ventured outside the realm of, you know, traditional vegetables and whatnot and flowers. I have never done this, but now that I know about this mushroom growing kit, I'm going to give it a shot. Mushrooms are actually pretty easy to grow if you start with the right kit. So there's a company here in the U.S., family-owned company, called Field and Forest, and they sell something called the shiitake log starter kit for shiitake mushrooms, which are one of the more exotic type of mushrooms. And you get a couple of hardwood logs from your own, neighborhood. And the kit has all the little spawn that you actually drill holes into these little logs and put the spawn in the logs and then set it up in a shady spot in your garden. And by the end of the year, you will be harvesting mushrooms. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know I get a lot of questions during the year of like, oh, I have mushrooms in my lawn. What do I need to do? And we're used to answering some of those questions. Those aren't the same edible mushrooms. That's a different topic. But at the same time, you know, you might grow them in the lawn, but this would be one that you'd actually be able to use. So this
Absolutely.
Is a really cool one.
And those who love mushrooms are gonna love being able to harvest their own. In their own little shady spot in their garden.
Definitely. It's be pretty cool. Something different that, you know, we've had a different year as it is, but let's do something even more different with something like that. Now, I went into earlier today just some different books for, you know, the garden and vegetables and everything, but there are books for those flower lovers. And you mentioned one here specifically. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Sure. There's a great garden writer by the name of Deborah Prinzing. And several years ago, she published a book called Slow Flowers. And it actually created a whole movement in the U.S. of folks who are sustainably growing and harvesting flowers, trying to buy local flowers whenever possible. Florists are trying to buy flowers from local growers. So this is sort of a continuation of that idea.
All right. I'm going to have you hang tight real quick, Randy. I'm hitting that break, but I want to continue that and a few others when we get back from the break. So hang tight. We're going to take
sure.
that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Right now joining us is Randy from, homegardenandhomestead.com. He's given us some great information of what you can be doing at the last minute here for some of the gift for your gardener in your life. And we were talking about the Slow Flowers Movement in her book, Deborah Prinzing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I wanted to finish up with that because I think it is a good one.
Sure. The new book is called Slow Flowers Journal, Volume 1. And Deborah Prinzing has been writing about the Slow Flowers Movement for several years, and some of her magazine stories are in a professional florist magazine called Florist Review, so that she's taken some of that information and made a whole book about it. And the book has great pictures and great graphics showing you how to do flower arranging, the kind of flowers you can grow, using flowers for special events, including weddings. Just a great picture book and a great how-to book for flower lovers everywhere.
Awesome. Now, I started this. I started talking about this right before the break. This next one here, and it's the ultimate way to dig holes. I mean, I'd be happy with just the cordless drill that this is with, but this auger that we're talking about is pretty awesome. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is from a company called Power Planter, which is a family-owned farm-based company in southern Illinois, and they've been quite a few years now, they've been making these digging augers. A digging auger is basically a giant drill bit that goes in a cordless drill. And instead of drilling in wood or, you know, your wall at home to hang a picture or whatever, it's for digging in the dirt. You're actually digging holes for planting bulbs and plants. So the ultimate digging kit is two of these heavy-duty steel augers, and one of the most powerful cordless drills on the market. It's made by the DeWalt company. So those of us, including me, who have never had a heavy-duty cordless drill, love the idea of more power and then a couple of huge drill bits to drill into the ground. And I've got a couple of the digging augers from Power Planter, and they have changed the way I plant bulbs. I can tell you I can plant a bulb in about, 6 seconds. It's awesome. So yeah. this is what we would call a Santa present. It's a big ticket item. The starter pack sells for $315, so maybe Santa can bring it to somebody you love. But what a great gift.
Yeah, definitely. And that's becoming a little bit more and more popular as time goes on. I mean, bulbs have always been popular, but getting them in the ground and doing it kind of seems like too much work. But this is definitely something to help you with. Got a couple minutes left. I want to touch base a little bit. There's another book in regards to floral arranging, and it's called Flower Arranging Made Easy. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Yeah, this is probably the best book on the market about flower arranging. So if you're a gardener and you grow your own flowers and then cut some of them, bring them indoors, this is a great how-to book. Everything you need to know about arranging flowers to make them look great in a any kind of environment. But this is also a book, believe it or not, that people who are studying flower arranging use as a textbook. So it's got 150 different pictures of different floral designs. It explains what the concept is, and you know how you mix and match flowers in an arrangement. So it's a great book if you're interested in that at all. 630 photographs in this hardcover book. It's quite a volume, and makes a great gift for anybody who loves flowers.
Awesome. Now, we have two left, but we got enough time for one. One of them's an amaryllis that we all know about, but the other one, the peppermint candy plant. Can you tell us a bit about that real quick?
Sure. Peppermint candy plant is from a company called Logies in Connecticut. They're the best place for tropical and indoor plants. And this is a euphorbia. It's called peppermint candy because the leaves are green and white, and the flowers are red, and it blooms throughout the year. It's just a great house plant.
It's definitely a cool-looking plant. I want to end on that. And, Randy, thank you so much for coming on today and everything you've done for us this year. Merry Christmas, and I hope you enjoy your holiday. And, again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top congressional lawmakers made a late-night agreement on the last major obstacle to a COVID-19 economic relief package. With a $1 trillion price tag, the vote could come as early as Sunday. Lawmakers and aides in the room say it would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. U.S. officials are speaking out against the cyber attack that recently targeted American agencies. On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asserted the hacking effort was pretty clearly the work of the Kremlin. On Saturday morning, Trump tweeted the massive security breach was made far greater by the media than it actually was. The Children's Museum in West Hartford, Connecticut, honoring Rolling Stones rocker Keith Richards on his 77th birthday Friday. Well, they named a Madagascar hissing cockroach Keith to commemorate the occasion. The press release said only two things will survive a nuclear war, cockroaches and Keith Richards. This is USA Radio News. When most Americans think of Pasadena, California, they probably think the Rose Bowl. The matchups always feature some of the best college football teams in the nation. The next Rose Bowl will not be in Pasadena. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
One of the college football playoff semifinal games is being moved. The Rose Bowl game will move to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The announcement coming a day after the game was denied a waiver to allow a limited number of fans at the stadium. It will be the first time since 1942 that a postseason college football game wasn't played in Pasadena, California. That year's game was moved to Durham, North Carolina because of safety concerns due to World War II. There's no word whether or not the game will still be called the Rose Bowl when it's played on New Year's Day. If not, it will be the first year without a Rose Bowl since 1915. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The last Rose Bowl was played on January 1st as the Oregon Ducks beat the Wisconsin Badgers 28-27. Ducks quarterback Justin Herbert is now the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I want to say thanks again to Randy for helping us out with some last-minute gift ideas. Now we're going to get back into some of the calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Dartmouth.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Question for you. I bought some garlic bulbs back in, I'd say, early September, and just got busy, never got them in the ground. Is there anything they can do with them other than bringing them upstairs into the kitchen?
So so with the garlic bulbs, you know, they love to be planted in the, you know, in the fall, right?
Absolutely.
But I think you might actually be able to put them in containers if you're looking to get, so, it, you know, it's in the ground, right? Instead of just, you know, bringing them up and using them, right? So there's... you can put them right into containers. They do need a bit of space in them, so it's not like you can do like a bunch in a small container. You're looking at probably about like 6 to 8 inches, maybe about from each other, right? So maybe a little bit shorter, depending upon how big it is, but you're really, so you can, excuse me, fill the container with, like a potting mix up to about 3 inches from the top. And then you're going to take the head of the garlic, you're going to separate it into the cloves. Unless it's already into like, it's already separated, you're going to then, take the, you're going to place the cloves with the pointy end up in the soil, and about, you can go anywhere between 4 and 6 inches apart. And so it's a little bit thinner. I'm more and more I think about it.
from there, you'll cover it, the cloves, with soil. You know, maybe about an inch of soil, maybe about two. Cover it, pat it down, water it in. You want it to be in a spot where it's going to get like 6 hours of sunlight. So at this point, you know, it could be a south-facing window.
I do have some grow lamps when I start my seedlings in the spring. I could probably use that, put that on a timer.
Yeah, so it needs about the six hours. But then, you know, what I would do is they're not going to really sprout until the spring. So it's not going to be much going on right now, but you still want to keep them in that 6 hours of sunlight. It could force them to come up a little bit, but you're not going to want to really use them till next season anyways.
Right. All right.
Once they start to
trick them and bring them out and let them get, you know, let them, I don't know if dormant would be the correct word, but
yeah, cause
just like it would in nature.
Well, so this, my concern is just the temperature change, the temperature difference, right? You know, it's, we're pretty cold during the day and at night, so it might shock them a little bit. Maybe it's something where, you know, you could put in the, like in a garage, to.
That's what I was thinking. I have a detached garage where I store my fig trees over winter.
Yeah, so maybe putting them in there, maybe, because you're not going to need to water them, you're not going to need to fertilize them, you're not going to need to do a lot with them, right? You'll need to water here and there because you want to have that soil have some moisture in it, but you don't want it to, you know, dry out.
Right.
I was thinking you could put it in like a garage or, like you said, a detached garage or a shed or something where it's not going to get like those extreme temperatures, but it's still going to get, you know, some cool temperatures, which will get it into that dormancy period, because that's what we're looking to do. That's why we plant the garlic. I put the two words together. I apologize. Plant the garlic in the fall, so it goes through a dormancy period, and then the spring, it pops up, and then it starts growing for that year. It's just like a daffodil or a tulip bulb. We're doing the same exact thing.
Okay.
Awesome. But I'm just afraid to put it.
I missed that window that, you know, they were just going to be, you know, somehow incorporated into some of the dishes for dinner.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're telling me that it is possible. So I'm psyched about that.
Yeah, it definitely is possible. Just, you know, make sure you're taking a look at them here and there instead of just, you know, saying, all right, I'm one and done type thing. I'm like it would be in the ground. You just need to make sure, you know, it doesn't stay too wet or it doesn't dry out too much. So that way it's not rotting in there, because it's a different situation. It's not the same as being in the ground, whereas the ground, you don't really have to worry about it.
Exactly.
All right.
Excellent. Patrick, thank you so much.
No problem, Steve. You have a great rest of your day and a great Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have another call on the line. Is that true, Nathan?
It is true. We got Sue in Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I actually wanted to call with a comment because I heard you talking about the auger, and I actually ordered a set of augers, and my husband was in construction, and so I have DeWalt drills.
Yep.
And I got that. I got the extra long ones, like 38 inches long, and you can really dig with them. Oh my God, they're so great. Well, when I had my chipmunk wars this summer. They would dig a little hole, and I'd be like, all right, let's get this hole. So we'd dig big holes and then, you know, pour the repellent down, and they'd be, and it worked. I think we won the war.
Awesome.
They work. You would not believe. I used them, there's a tree at a commercial site that I was dealing with, and it's really a sad little tree, and it has a big giant sucker on it. So I drilled holes around the drip edge of the tree and put the fertilizer in those holes. I mean, it's great for that. It's great for your bulbs. It's great for anything you want to stick in the ground. Even like your dad talk about the moisture stuff.
Yep.
You could drill a hole and put stuff in there. It's amazing. And it's so easy. And even when you're in hard ground. As a matter of fact, I was campaigning this last fall, and we had to put some posts in the ground for signs. And I used that auger even to dig post holes.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're great. And it just is so, so much better than taking a shovel or a trowel or whatever else it is that you want to use. Those augers are the best.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. And when once you use them once, you don't want to go back to anything else.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that. I was thinking of your dad and thinking
awesome.
About how much he'd probably love something like that. And
definitely.
I just wanted to call in and you know, back you up on that auger idea. It's great. So
awesome. Thank you so much, Sue. Merry Christmas, and I hope you get to enjoy some time for the holiday.
Same to you, Patrick. Thank you. Good to talk with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking with Randy about that auger. I'll give some more information out about it. The website to find it is powerplanter.com. And I know it's, you're going to spend a little bit of money for it, but it's definitely well worth it. This auger, just looking at the picture of the auger, I'm a little intimidated in knowing that it can grow some holes, dig some holes. And the size of it, you know, you might actually be able to use this to plant some annuals in the spring. You know, the small, like, 4-inch pots, 6-inch pots. This might be able to dig that hole right for you. Loosen up the soil, because we always talk about having the soil a little bit loose around it so the roots can develop. So this is, it's not just a bulb tool. This is something you can use for everything, as Sue was saying. I mean, all the way down to putting signposts in the yard. So pretty cool stuff. Again, the website to find this one is powerplanter.com. It's awesome. It comes with a DeWalt drill. So that DeWalt drill is a pretty powerful one there. So definitely worth trying it out. So that, as Randy said, is a Santa gift. It's going to cost a little bit more. It's not a stocking stuffer like that Hydro Bloom he was talking about. It was interesting. I was looking at stocking stuffers on a major website that happens to be everywhere on their trucks. And you can find it at, like, Amazon. And I was looking at that. And, they were looking at stocking stuffers. And I was looking through it. And I'm like, wow, some people might have some really big stockings. Because there's a $200 watch as a stocking stuffer. So I'm glad Randy had made a comment about this. That Hydro Bloom is a nice stocking stuffer. Made me feel better. You know, $9.99 maybe is a good price for something like that. But some cool little gift ideas that Randy gave us for the gardener. Last minute things you can find, if they can't get here quick enough, because I know some of the UPS drivers are inundated, get a picture of the product that you purchased and put it in a nice box or something so they can see what they're going to get. There's always that time. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. If you do have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking with Steve about growing garlic in containers. And I started off the show, I was talking about, and Burpee on their website, and they have some advice and information on container gardening. And it's just amazing what you can actually grow in a container, and garlic's one of those. You know, one of the videos on the Burpee website is vegetables with carrots. You can do beets, obviously tomatoes, peppers, that type of thing. But it's just interesting to see, you know, you don't really think of growing carrots in a container. But we could be doing some of that growing in containers with some of the bulbs you might have left over. Maybe you didn't get a chance to put them in the ground, just didn't have enough time. plant some bulbs in containers. Get them ready for the spring. Put them in a garage. Put them in an area where it's a little bit cooler. Not freezing, because we don't want to shock the bulbs completely. We want to gradually get them into that freeze to get that dormant feel to it. So maybe it's in a detached garage or a shed or a bulkhead in the basement there by, you know, in a basement that has a little bit cooler temperatures. Eventually it can freeze, but the bulbs will do better if they don't start from, inside where it's warm and then go right outside to, 30 degrees or 10 degrees like when we woke up this morning. That will shock those bulbs, but you can still put them in the containers and use them, and then have them, and then they'll be mobile in the spring. It won't just be, having them all in one garden bed. You can move them around, put them on the stairs, put them on a porch, give them away as gifts, that type of thing. So just the sky's kind of the limit with some of these bulbs. Don't just think, you didn't get to plant it, and you can't do anything about it. There's always some room for container gardens, different containers. So, some cool information. Like I said, burpee.com has that information. They have some advice and how-tos on there, and they have that, some videos for you to watch. So, take a look at it. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub. The product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. You're going to want to save that phone number for next week. We're just about to wrap up, but we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that before we head out. Nathan, who's up next?
Could you please let the audience know where they could find a hydro globe? Also, Greg from Keene, New Hampshire is on the line.
Okay, real quick with the Hydro Globe, you can get it at biogreenproducts.com. That's the Hydro Bloom, biogreenproducts.com. And you said it was Greg on the phone?
Yes.
Greg, how can we help you today?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my mother-in-law, Janet. Every year I give her a window box full of amaryllis bulbs, you know, they're about the size of a fist.
Yep.
And she tries, at the end of the season when they've, you know, they've lost their bloom, she puts them in the basement where it's nice and cool and then tries to rejuvenate again, and it never seems to work. Can you give me tips on what to do and how much watering should we be doing?
Okay. So you want to basically, you know, store it for the winter and then plant it in the spring. Is that what you're looking to do?
Correct.
Okay. So it's so a couple things you want to do.
Well, we want to keep it in the original container and just have them regrow.
Okay. Perfect. So the The amaryllis does like to have a go dormant a little bit. Okay, so basically once it's done flowering, once it's done the leaves and everything, you want to cut it back to about 1 to 2 inches right above the bulb.
Okay.
If you're, so that would be to store it if you're looking to just get it to sit, and then you would store it in like a cool, dry place. But if you're looking for it to like rebloom, you want to try and rebloom like soon or...
No, we want to put it in cold storage for a couple of months and then take it back out and have it rebloom.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the so basically, like I was saying, so you'll cut it back to about 1, maybe 2 inches above the bulb after it's done flowering and the foliage starts to die back naturally. You don't want the foliage, you don't want to cut it premature, right? You want it to start turning that brown color, okay?
Okay.
So you'll take the bulb out of the soil at this point, right? And you would put it in like a cool, dry, dark place, like a basement. And it can be anywhere between 4 and 12 weeks. A little bit longer might be better. You know, maybe like 8 to 12 weeks would be best. So they can have some, they can go a little bit dormant, right? They want to have that cooling off period. They want to be able to start fresh. From there, after that cold period or that dormancy period, you put the bulb, you can put them back in those window boxes, you know, holding up, making sure that it's above the soil a little bit, water it. And then keep it in a warm, sunny window, so like a south-facing window, and it'll start regrowing again for you, and then we'll end up reblooming. But it's that cold period that it needs. And like I said, there's an average between 4 and 12 weeks. I like to go a little bit longer, 8 to 12, maybe a little bit more. You check on the bulb here and there to make sure it's not like... Too wet or rotting. You want to make sure it's a little bit harder. But you don't put soil around them in the storage. You kind of just put them, you can put them in like a paper bag or like a container and just leave them in a cool, dark spot, like a basement.
Okay. Okay.
Already?
And when you say cool, something below 40?
So you don't want to get it too cold. I mean, so you want it to be, you want it the nights to be like above 50 degrees. So that's why like sometimes a heated basement might not be bad, or a non-completely heated basement where it's a little bit cooler. You don't want it to get to freezing, but you don't want it to get, you know, too warm. You want it to have that cool period. So about 50 degrees or so.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Greg. Good luck.
Have a Merry Christmas to you and
your
family.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's going to do it for today. I want to wish everybody who's celebrating Christmas a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone else who, all the different holidays this time of year. And we'll be back next week to wrap up the year of 2020, so it'll be done with. We can put it behind us. But until then, get out there. Plant something maybe inside. Be good to each other. Wear a mask. We'll see you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.